right. In studio with us in just a second or two, we do have Mike Spurdioni, who is the Vice President of Operations for a lot of great places out there. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it in just a moment or two. Aruga's, a brand new sports pub coming to Attleboro next week. We do have Mike with us as we speak. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How's everything going with you?
Awesome, awesome. Excited to be here. Nice, crisp morning.
Oh, yeah, I know, really. Well, first of all, thanks for coming down. This is a real pleasure to see you and meet you in person, finally. Aruga's coming to South Attleboro next week. First of all, before we get into the whole 9 yards on this whole thing, Aruga's got its start where? How did this get its start?
Yeah, Aruga's started about 10 years ago down in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the Mohegan Tribe became the very first franchisee a little over 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Opened their first location over in Uncasville on the reservation by the Mohegan Sun Casino about 2.5 years ago. And we opened up in Warwick a year and a half ago, and we're excited to come to South Attleboro next week.
Yeah. Tell us exactly what we can expect there for next week.
Oh, absolutely. For next week, we're going to have a lot of fun. The first 100 people will receive free wings for a year. We'll have our prize wheel there. We'll have our whole marketing team there. We'll be giving out tchotchke. We'll do some radio remoting. A lot of fun. Balloons for the kids. We're actually partnering up with the local Girl Scouts as well, mm-hmm. and giving them part of the proceeds for our opening day.
Great. Excellent. You know, for a lot of our listeners who may know how the name got there, explain how you basically got that name.
Yeah. Well, Gary Huther, who's the founder, and his very first location, had a contest. Mm-hmm. He had opened a sports bar, had a contest, and the winner became Aruga's. It's that great, fun, chanting sound. I heard you earlier this morning talking about the, mm-hmm. the old horns, yeah. right? And it's just that fun, loud, noise-making, you know, sporting event, Aruga's.
Yeah, I think it's a great name. Plus, first of all, as we kind of talked for a few moments before you came on the air, it is a great location. It really is. I mean, yeah. you've got the heart of Attleboro, South Attleboro, down in there. Absolutely. A lot of other great businesses, the mall up the street. When you guys looked at Iran, I know you were looking all over the place for these. How did it come to fruition? You know, especially there, you know, the old Hearth and Kettle used to sit there for a while. And then, I mean, now you've got a great place right in the heart of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're thrilled to be there. And like you said, it's in the middle of everything over there, right? And we see the town of Attleboro, South Attleboro, growing a lot. Attracting new business, right? We wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That whole new center, and there's more development to come across Angel Street there from us. All that area is going to be cleaned up with a lot of new vibrant business. And, you know, we thought it would be great to be a part of that. And we're like 15, 20 minutes up from Gillette Stadium. What a better place to be.
One thing that I do know, I noticed, especially with Aruga's, great locations. You've got 95, you've got 295, you've got Route 1, 123, Route 1A. Kind of the same location when you look at the one in Warwick on Route 5. You've got 295, 95, you've got Route 5 right there, Route 2 right around the corner from there. You've got, and then in this area, you've got Cumberland, you've got Seekonk, you've got Pawtucket, you've got North Attleboro, you've got all the areas. And what I said earlier this morning, now, just before the holidays, you know, you're going to need a lot of these new, brand new restaurants opening up for all of the Christmas shopping that people are going to go to, and yet another great place where people can come.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we obviously want to be visible, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be accessible to everyone, right? And just come on in and enjoy. And what better place to relax from your crazy Christmas mm-hmm. shopping? Grab a quick beer, a lot of craft beers on hand there. We actually partnered up with a fairly new local brewery, Skyrock Brewery, mm-hmm. right? Tracy and Nate over there are phenomenal partners, right? So we want to be a part of the community, be there for the people. You're going to see that we partner up with local organizations and just be a part of the community, enjoy serving great food.
Yeah, and I think what you'd mentioned, partnering up with the Sinelli's at Skyrock there, also a recently got into the Chamber of Commerce. You know, I know Jack is going to be there next week with a lot of other people involved with the Chamber with a nice ribbon cutting and hopefully some of our representatives as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We really want to be a part of the community, and we'll be a partner in giving back in the community. Like I mentioned, we have the Girl Scouts coming in on opening day, working on a partnership with the Special Olympics of Massachusetts. We have a partnership in Rhode Island and Connecticut with that organization as well. So we just want to be a part of the community, giving back, having fun. That really makes it fun for us.
Now, Aruga's is not a brand new restaurant. It's been around for a while. How many other places that are you guys in now in those states?
Aruga's is 15 locations. Mm-hmm. The original 10 are central around Harrisburg.
Right.
And then, as we mentioned, we're in Connecticut. We're in Rhode Island. They opened up last year in Long Island, New Jersey. And they have development right now in Florida. So over the next several years, you're going to see Aruga's up and down the East Coast and working towards 100 locations over the next several years.
Wow, I agree. That is a phenomenal. It's been really wonderful out there for the South Attleboro location. It's been a while, you know. Finally, now that you've got another great sports pub here in Attleboro now coming up. How did the process come through? I know, you know, had to go through ZBA and everything else, but now, I mean, it wasn't really that long, you know, when it was just nothing there. And now all of a sudden, like, boom, it's coming up. And it really, you really took the time for all of the insides and the outside of the buildings and a lot of the great landscaping as well.
Yeah. It was definitely a huge effort if you think about the infrastructure that went in there, right? And we had to work with, and the Carpenado Group opened that up, had to work with the state, get a new traffic light put in there on Route 1, right? Which nobody probably wants to hear about another traffic light on Route 1, but it will help the traffic. It will ensure a good traffic flow to the plaza and keep everyone safe getting in and out. So a lot of energy from the town, from the state, from the developer to make all that happen over there.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of traffic, I believe we do have the latest conditions one more time. We do have Gina standing by with the latest conditions on our traffic. Gina? Well, I guess not. All right, maybe that was not her. But anyway, now, right there, I know, as you said, it is a very busy, it's going to be a very vibrant area right there. What was that called? The Mayfair Center, is it called?
Yeah, Mayfair Plaza.
The Mayfair Plaza, which is great. I mean, you've got a lot of other brand new places that are opening up, already have opened up, and doing very well. You know, I think, as I said earlier, right there at the corners of May Street and Route 1 is a very vibrant place. Hopefully, in the first day, you're hopefully going to look for a lot of people to come in.
Yeah.
As you said, free chicken wings for a year, and the first so many people got to get there a little earlier, though.
Yeah, absolutely. We are expecting a big crowd. We've hired over 150 new staff members, and we've been training them already for about a week and a half or so. And we'll finish that up over the next week. So a lot of job opportunities for local people. We're going to be ready for some volume. We are expecting volume, and we're going right into, we're in the football season. We're going into the holiday season, and we're going to be geared up to have a lot of fun.
And still looking for other new people to come aboard as well, right?
Yeah, I'd say over the next several weeks, if there are people out there looking for opportunities, give us a couple weeks to get opened and start to get settled. But absolutely, we're always looking for the right people to bring on the team.
Yeah, you're gonna have a good crowd, that's for sure. And I believe we do have Gina standing by with the latest conditions one more time, Gina. I guess not. I guess something's going on with the phone. Well, no, it can't be. But anyway, we do have in studio, we have Mike Spiridione, who is the from Aruga's. Mohegan Sun. Mohegan Sun's been around for a while now. Now you're based out of that location, right, in Connecticut?
That's correct. That's correct. We're owned by Mohegan Holding Company, mm-hmm. which is a subsidiary of Mohegan Sun, mm-hmm. right? And the focus of the holding company is to do business outside of casino and gaming,
right?
And provide more opportunities for people, for the tribe. Right. And we have six organizations under that umbrella.
It's a lot of great things. As you said, there are other restaurants. Tell us yeah. what other restaurants that are they running?
The holding company obviously is a franchisee of Aruga's. We also franchise Smash Burgers. Mm-hmm. Locally, you mentioned the one in North Attleboro that just opened up. There's several others and a couple more coming. We also have Jersey Mike's. We're a franchisee of that. We also own the licensing rights to a brand called Pasta Vita, which started in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, which focuses on retail prepared gourmet meals to go. Strictly gourmet prepared meals to go, take home, have dinner for yourself, the family, and we're expanding that brand as well.
All right. So now I believe, hopefully, if everything's all good, let's see if Gina's back with us one more time as we check in with her now at this time of the morning. Gina.
This is not Gina. This is Paul Palangi.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's going on?
Oh, I just called to say hi, see how everything's going.
Everything is doing well. Right now we're in the middle of doing an interview with a gentleman, Michael Spridione, who is from the Arugas and Smashburger and all those great restaurants
that are coming to
Adelaide. No, that's fine. It's great to hear from you again.
Well, hey, I missed you, and I figured I'd give you a shout and see how you're doing.
Yeah, we're doing well, and how's everything going with you?
Okay, thanks.
Everything's still the same as before?
I'm still looking, yeah.
Still around there. Well, that's good. Well, we got to get you in studio at some point.
Okay.
Got to get you in the studio. What I'll do is probably email you or give you a call later and see what is a better time for you.
Okay, great.
All righty.
So the restaurant's up on... In South Attleboro?
Yeah.
North Attleboro? Where?
Right on Route 1. Mike, this is Paul Palangi, who's the publisher of the Times and the Call.
And absolutely.
He was on our show for about 2 years talking about a lot of the information for almost 2 years now to talking about the headlines. We used to do this at the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Good.
Good.
I'm the former publisher.
Right.
No longer. So how's the new restaurant going?
It's going great. We hired 150 new people, and we're getting all trained up, and we'll have our ribbon cutting next Tuesday, the 24th at 11 a.m. Love to have you come down and say hi.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be really good, Paul.
Yeah,
really nice.
I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to. And what's your, burgers your specialty?
Yeah. We are a sport grill house and a sports bar. Absolutely. We have a great lineup of burgers. We actually are rolling out a brand new menu when we open this location. We have great wings, over 25 sauces, five award-winning sauces and rubs, great sliders. We also have great salads. We have gluten-free items, vegetarian options, so a little bit of everything for everyone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, it's exactly what I was saying to Mike. I said that, Paul, that a great area to have it, you know, especially with the holidays right around the corner. You need that, you know, and you need some more places to enjoy.
In that area, sure.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly right.
Absolutely. All right, well, I'll mark it on my calendar, October 24th.
Next Tuesday morning it's going to be opening up.
Come on by.
All right, Dominic, give me a call sometime.
You got it, buddy.
Okay,
Paul. Thanks
Paul.
Once again. Mike. All right. Paul Palangi, who hasn't been with us now for a while now, who is changing things around, that was the publisher of the Woonsocket Call in Woonsocket and the Pawtucket Times in Pawtucket. 22 after the hour of 8 o'clock, maybe Gina's not going to be joining us, so that's okay. That's all right. We have more time to talk with Mike. A little bit of background on who you are. I know you've been working in the food industry quite a while at different other restaurants.
Yeah. I grew up in the food industry, started many years ago as a dishwasher and grew up in the industry. Mm-hmm. Went to Culinary Institute of America up in Hyde Park, New York, and spent a number of years as a chef. And then in the last 20 years or so, been working with a couple restaurant brands and franchise groups. Love opening new mm-hmm. locations, building new teams. It's a lot of fun. And the restaurant industry, it's just a great industry. People are always going to eat and mm-hmm. have to eat. And being able to share food, share opportunities, watch people grow in the industry, a lot of fun.
One thing that I have noticed, and whoever is doing this is doing it really well, your IT company, I've got it up, yeah. I've got your website up now, and it's very vibrant. It's always moving. You got a lot of color in there, and you've got a little bit of everything. You got your online ordering. You do the catering. You do merchandise as well. So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, this is probably one of the better websites I've seen in a long time.
That's great. Great. Thanks for mentioning that. You know, Arugas is constantly moving, right? Yeah. And we have to keep up with the younger generation, mm-hmm. right? And meeting everyone's need and keeping them engaged and attracted. We put a lot of time and effort into the website. Put a lot of time and effort into technology in the environment. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see the media wall that the team has put together in the Attleboro location. Mm-hmm. Had 9 screens come together and view as one screen, and 3 sets of that are side by side. Mm-hmm. Come in and watch a UFC on that screen. It's going to be phenomenal.
There's, as you said, a lot of very, very good food coming to the restaurant as well. You've got something that some people, I've actually heard about this. It's a Healthy Choice Burger. It's the, how would you pronounce it? Wagyu?
Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Healthy Choice, and it's, I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
It's leaner and grass-fed and best quality beef you mm-hmm. can get out there, right? And we spend the extra money, right? And we put the extra energy into providing the best burger available out there. We also have in the works, it's not ready to roll out yet, but in the works, the newest plant-based burger coming out to the market, hopefully soon mm-hmm. as well.
The other thing is that, you know, when you look at the menu, I mean, it just keeps going and going, this menu. Yeah. Like, holy mackerel. I mean, you've got, I mean, as you said, you've got the grand opening with the wings next week. Phenomenal baked potatoes, the spuds, the salads. You said the big salads out there, a lot of the sliders. But something you also, a lot of our listeners may want, you know, you've got a little bit of everything for everybody, mm-hmm. especially a lot of the healthy choices. You've got right. a lot of great things for anyone, who even if they're having a problem with their diet and stuff like that,
right.
you'll basically cook anything that they can eat, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, think about wings, right? If you can't eat the traditional fried wing, we have what's called a naked wing, which are one of my favorite, right? And it's a great juicy, tender piece of chicken, and our great sauces, right? It's a great option, mm-hmm. right? And as I mentioned, the salads are great. Lots of gluten-free items. Our menu denotes, low-fat, heart-healthy, gluten-free. We're also a certified green restaurant, which means we're paying attention to what we waste and what we put back into the environment in a lot of different ways. So we pay attention to a lot of different pieces that are important to the communities.
And you actually mentioned that on your website as well.
Yeah.
It's really important to do that. How many other sauces? You've got creative sauces, and there are a ton of sauces out there. You have the dry rubs and a lot of great things.
Yeah, the 25 sauces.
Yeah,
5 of them are multiple award-winning sauces and rubs. Honey barbecue by far is always the most popular. My personal favorite is the garlic parmesan. We have a ghost face sauce, and we actually have a challenge in the restaurant. It's something if you're looking to challenge yourself, have a little fun, come in and ask about the ghost face challenge. If you come in and can eat 10 of the wings in under 5 minutes, and they're made with the ghost face pepper. It's pretty hot.
I bet.
I see a lot of people able to do it, and I see a lot of people not able to do it, right? And we'll be happy to give you a great T-shirt whether you make it or you don't make it. And just have a lot of fun. You know, we'll get people cheering around it. And usually you're with a group of friends when you do that, and you get a few laughs out of it and have some fun.
Kind of like the wall of fame that you can put up there. When you're going through the website and looking what you've got, and even if you're going to any of the other restaurants that are still open, that are open, I should say, like the one in Warwick, you've got some great entrees too. Talk about one of probably the most popular entrees.
Fajitas.
Fajitas,
right? We have them chicken. We have mushroom. And they come out on a sizzling platter. And
that's a showpiece in itself.
Yeah, it is. And the smell and the aroma. And you're lucky if you can finish them all. but it's a great fajita that we're serving.
Mm-hmm. And plenty to take home if you can. If you can. Now, the other thing is, I know a lot of the other chains do this as well. You do order online. You can do it. Is an easy pickup, you know, like a pickup and delivery, you know, on a side door or something like that?
Absolutely. And Aruga's continues to be more and more focused like this, like you mentioned, like the other brands, right? Mm-hmm. We've got to make it convenient for the guest. But just come right on in the front door. Go right up to the host stand. Your food will be waiting for you there. And we'll get you in and out as soon as we can.
Yeah, and the other thing is, which I know that which your restaurant is going to be doing, as I said, you've got a great staff. You can't do it without not just the management staff, but you got to do it with the people that are working there, from the person who opens the front door to the bartenders, the server, whatever, even the people who are cleaning up. You can't do it without it.
No.
You've got to have, I mean, as you know, you've been in it for so long, you've got to have the right people, you know, the friendliness. You've got to have the smiles, you know, almost like your family. And it's exactly what Aruga's has been doing. And as I said, friends of mine and cousins of mine who have been going down to the Warwick location for a while said as soon as they walk into the restaurant and until they leave, they feel like they're their family right there.
That's
they're
great.
Very, very down to earth. One young lady, and I can't remember her name now, that my cousin said to me, she was down there a couple of weeks ago. She says she was treated like a queen in there. She walked in and somebody was having a birthday party. And you also do those things, and you do them upright. You really do.
Yeah. Like you said, it's all about the people.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't show up for work today, nobody might even notice, right? And the restaurants are all going to operate, mm-hmm. right? It's about the people that are in there every single day. Everyone from the dishwasher to the bartender to the cooks. And we have to have the right team and the right team atmosphere. Have to go to work and have fun,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the atmosphere that we're there creating. And it is. It's a big family. The restaurant industry, it's all about a big family on the team and having fun.
Yeah. Also, you mentioned about all of the televisions in there too. I mean, a sports pub basically lives with the televisions and all the sporting events and all the other things. Especially now, unfortunately, the Red Sox are not doing anything right now. But you got the other teams that you can watch as well. I mean, how many TVs do you have throughout the place?
Yeah, yeah. What we promote is a great view from every seat.
Right.
So it varies from every location depending on the layout and the seating. But we'll have enough TVs for everyone to see multiple screens all the time, right? Watch the Pats, right? Watch the college games on Saturday, right? And have a great view from everywhere. And like we mentioned, the media wall that we'll have in there. If you're sitting in that dining room, you're not going to miss anything.
Right, exactly. A lot of the restaurants have their own merchandise. You also do have items as well.
We do. Mainly on merchandise, we focus on our retail sauces. We have a number of retail sauces all bottled for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in the entranceway there, you'll see them behind the host stand. I saw them last night. They're all ready to go on the shelves there. So we encourage people to take home some of the great sauce to share.
The other thing is looking on it, as I said, you you do have, as you mentioned, the donations as well. You work with the Girl Scouts, you're working with that. But the other thing is with any time of the year, and including the holidays coming up now, catering is going to be huge. I know I've heard some people down in Warwick that like they catered an office party down that recently, but this is going to be great, especially now at this time of the year when an office wants to get together. Hey, what are we going to go? Let's get something from Aruga's. You can get it. You can get it, and you're ready to go.
Absolutely, we have a great catering lineup. Whether it's for the office or whether it's for the game day at the home, and we're ready for you. We are going to take a couple weeks in Attleboro to get our feet on the ground before we really drive it. But absolutely, we have a great catering lineup ready for everyone. Everything from our great salads to our wings to our stromboli. Stromboli, what a great catering item, and it can feed multiple people.
Now, if people can, if they go through all the menu there, there are also some old-fashioned things that I saw on there as well. You've got some floats, some old root beer floats, stuff like that. I mean, that is something that a lot of the restaurants, sometimes they will do, some of them they don't. But you're bringing it back to old school, basically.
Yeah. And we have a hand-churn vanilla ice cream, which is fabulous, makes great floats. You brought up ice cream, so I have to talk about the cookie pizza. The cookie pizza is a fabulous dessert, and if you're in with a family or some friends and a small group of people, a nice warm chocolate chip cookie base with a couple scoops of our churn vanilla ice cream, some chocolate syrup.
You're getting me hungry. I'm right now. Anyway,
nothing better. Nothing better.
Yeah. And growing up, always remember the old root beer floats and stuff like that. You guys are going to do it. I think you are going to. You're doing it the right way. You're doing it the old-fashioned way, which will get. Not just the kids, as you said, it's a family restaurant. The kids can come in there and enjoy this root beer float and their bottomless soda as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
But, you've got, I know, including myself and a lot of other older people out there who want to turn around and say, I haven't had a root beer float in God knows how long, and why not? But the other thing is that you do is you have an amazing line of appetizers. I mean, you've got table apps, but you got a regular your regular daily things, your apps. I mean, you could get full on just appetizers.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can get more than that, but you got quite a number of them. It just keeps going and going.
I think that fits the sports bar theme, right? So if you want to come in, sit at the bar, just have an appetizer, our Amish pierogies.
Yeah, right? That's right.
And then not everyone has them. We have signature items like our banana peppers, our fried banana peppers. There's a great lineup of things. Like you said, large. Get the sampler. The sampler has our signature mozzarella triangles, a handful of products, the pierogies, like I mentioned, that a little bit for everyone, right? So if you just want to come in, grab a great beer, and have a snack, we're there. If you want to come on in and have dinner with the family, you'll be very comfortable there as well.
You also mentioned the great beers, and you mentioned this earlier this morning. You're teaming up with Skyrock, with the Sinellis, with Tracy and Nate, doing a fabulous job, and they're in a lot of other places around this region as well. How did that come into fruition? I know that, as I said, they just started up in March, and then all of a sudden, like, they're killing the area now with a lot of places.
Yeah. They actually reached out to us when they saw we were opening. And somebody who represents them, Tom Ouellette, reached out, and we quite honestly weren't aware of them opening, but we like to have local breweries and partnerships. So we agreed to meet with them, and we immediately were engaged and fell in love with Tracy and Nate. Nate's passion and Tracy's science behind all the beers and the brewing. And then you taste their product, and they have phenomenal beers. we immediately all got along and were excited about the relationship. We actually have built the relationship. They were not distributing in Rhode Island, and we partnered up and got them to be able to distribute in Rhode Island, and we have their beer available in Warwick now, right. And they're working on Connecticut, and they've been just an awesome partner. And they also, they're local to town. They're introducing us to local people, making us feel welcome. It's just a great partnership.
Yeah, it really is. Great people. You know, the funny thing is I had contacted them. I met with them a couple of times to get them here in the studio for a couple of times. And Tracy said the first time I met with them, you know, they were busy like crazy. Yeah. And then we saw them at another restaurant where they were doing their introduction to some of their beers. And then I reached out to them a couple of months ago. It's like, you know, with now the kids are back, they're back in school. You know, they're local right here in Attleboro. So they said, hopefully before the holiday season, they'll try to get in here, and then something else will come up. But you know, I mean, it's good. It's good that they're busy. I mean, and I'm glad to see Arugas is actually working with some of the local people out there.
Nate doesn't stop, and Tracy doesn't stop. I've been in their pub when it's open. A couple of times, Tracy's in there pouring beers. Nate's in there running around, talking to people, brewing his beer. They've been so busy, they've actually added two more tanks
in there
to do their brewing. Those guys don't stop. And it's nice to see good young people, their family people, making a living.
Yeah, and as you said, and it's also one of those rare things that basically – a woman is almost running the thing. I mean, both of them are together, but you see Tracy a lot in front of a lot of things as well.
Yeah, they each have their role. And if you go on the social media and you'll see how they're promoting themselves, they're doing a great job, and we're excited. We're also partnering up with the new sports complex.
Right, yeah.
And we're excited to be there. We have a couple dasher boards on a couple other rinks there, and we've had a couple meetings with that organization, and we're excited for what they're doing over there as well.
Yeah, I know the participants up there at the barn, Joe Boucher, who's one of the architects that is running things. I've heard that in the past, that, you know, now they've actually expanded some of their wait staff. They've expanded their menus, and now with all of this going on, it's basically a kind of a win-win situation with everything going on with the restaurant and what you're doing in the city as well.
Yeah, we really feel great energy in the city, and you know, I hadn't been in downtown Attleboro in years, and drove through a couple months ago. Was amazed at it. It looks awesome. It looks great. It's attracting new young people, new business, and to keep an old city going and keeping it vibrant. It's not easy nowadays, and we're doing it.
Right, exactly. Mike Spiridione is with us in studio. We're going to take a quick break here. We do have another update on the weather forecast. We're going to do that in just a couple of moments. Stay with us here on this Tuesday morning.
On October 26th from 6:30 to 8:15 p.m., Attleboro Area Surge, Showing Up for Racial Justice, will introduce a Know Your Rights workshop in the Balfour Room of the Attleboro Public Library. A representative from the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts will present the organization's Know Your Rights workshop, which will cover civilian rights and responsibilities in interacting with law enforcement and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This event is open to the public and pre-registration is not required.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
On October 20th and 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m., the Literacy Center will hold its annual Mansion Family Mystery Night. Participants can search the mansion for clues and solve the mysteries, take part in a scavenger hunt, and more. This is a family-friendly event for children ages 3 to 11. The Literacy Center is located at 80 North Main Street in Attleboro. For more information, call 508-226-3603. Are you looking for more opportunity? The Literacy Center is here to help. We have free year-round classes in English, computer literacy, and high school equivalency. With the help of teachers and tutors, you can prepare for your citizenship test, make a resume, get ready for college, or learn how to speak better English. Classes held during the day, evening, or on Saturdays. View our website, theliteracycenter.com, or call 508-226-3603. The Literacy Center, building a better community.
All right, meteorologist Jim Corbin now standing by with the latest conditions once again on our forecast, Jim.
Well, Dawn, we're starting to climb through the low 40s right now. We're headed for about 57. That's the coolest sunny day we've had since May 10th. You have to go back to a little over 5 months ago that we had a sunny day where it didn't get out of the upper 50s. But very invigorating, clear tonight, falling back to 40. Then tomorrow, more sunshine. We love October or not, my goodness. Upper 60s, 70, sunshine, a few high clouds on Thursday. Mid to upper 60s, sunshine on Friday. Saturday and Sunday look dry as well, so it looks like a pretty good weekend of weather. 40s and 50s at night, 60s and low 70s during the day. By later next week, we may have some problems weather-wise. We'll be monitoring that. But for the rest of this week, through the weekend, absolutely delightful.
Sounds great. You know, while you're on the air with us, do you got a question for Mike?
Actually, as a comment, I've always thought, yes, and I've enjoyed the conversation, Dom and Mike. I've always wondered, if I ever was to open a restaurant, I probably never would be able to, but has anyone ever considered having massage chairs where you can sit? Not only you get to eat, but you can also get a nice massage.
Kind of more of a relaxing atmosphere.
Yeah. Has that ever been considered by anyone?
You know, I haven't seen that. And as you mention it, it's interesting to think about. You might be on to something that that we should do a little homework on.
I mean, I know, generally a sports bar, you're generally up watching, eating and watching a game or whatever. So you'd be more into not just going back and relaxing. But I've always thought of that. You might have higher prices, for the food and because of the actual massage. But I've always thought that to get to eat for an hour or two or whatever, and also get these massage chairs, or even have someone physically do this.
You might be on to something. You might want to check that out.
I think Mike would be the first.
I'll give you a call and we can talk about it.
Jim, I think Mike would be the first one to try it out first.
Yeah,
I think.
Absolutely.
No, but I'm going to hopefully be there next week as well. It's a Tuesday, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So a week from today, right in the morning.
Correct. Yeah, 11 a.m. Yeah. Love to see you.
All right, I'm going to try to bring some good weather for that as well.
Yeah.
All right, Jim.
All right, good luck, and I'll talk to you down the road.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks so much. That's an interesting thought. Massage chairs, wow, interesting things. Jim always comes up with something unique every once in a while anyways.
That's great.
The other thing that you wanted to add, it's not on it right now. You don't have it there right now, but some of the other restaurants do.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things with the kids as well.
Promotions. Yeah. 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 Aruga's, like we talked about earlier, we're constantly moving. We're constantly doing things and making stuff happen. In December, we'll start our month-to-month promotions. Mm-hmm. And so every day, every week, we'll have focused beers, we'll have special prices on it. Mondays and Tuesdays, at the moment, we have Kids Eat Free at dinner time. So, promotions will change up, right? And so they may change from time to time. We'll have half price appetizer night. Right now we have all you can eat wings on Monday and Thursday nights during the football games in the bar area. Right, so we'll have different promotions, half-price cookie pizzas on Sundays, trying to attract, family meal time. We'll have constant promotions going on.
Do you do anything as far as trivia nights or anything like that? You're going to be doing that.
Yeah, we don't know exactly when we're going to introduce it, maybe in January, but we do MC hosted. So we have a professional come in, host our trivia night, make it a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We have them in Warwick right now on Tuesday nights at 7:30. Right. We have them over in Uncasville on Thursday nights at 5:30. We also have the BuzzTime tablets building and at the bar, so it can keep the kids entertained while eating. Or with a group of friends in the bar, you can play trivia games. I was in last Saturday with my wife over in Warwick, and she and I were playing trivia alone as we ate our lunch on Saturday. So that keeps people entertained. We have Rockbot, and you can download the app, and you can choose the music that gets played in the restaurant. So we have lots of fun, interactive things to keep everyone busy and happy.
What's the reaction of your wife and family with these restaurants?
Yeah, well, my wife's used to it. She's been stuck with me for 32 years. So, we've grown up in the industry together. Right. She loves it. She loves it. And she's a great sport and just puts up with all the working and puts up with my, like, going in constantly to eat in our restaurants and enjoy the environment and say hi to our people.
Yeah.
So she's a great partner with it.
As you mentioned earlier, you've got a number of great restaurants with that as well. As I said earlier, and I want to keep repeating this, you're in a great location.
Yeah.
You constantly get some great locations out there. Mohegan. Yeah. Okay. Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got tons of people going in there on a day-to-day basis, 24 hours a day, tons of restaurants there. The South Attleboro location, close to everything, including the stores, the malls, Warwick, close to everything down there. You're looking at, when you go to wherever you have to find a location, you make sure it's in a great location,
right?
A lot of people, a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And when you came to the Attleboro area, you did the same thing.
Yeah.
Recently, I was talking to the mayor. He's frequently on this show as well. And he was telling me about this a while ago. He says, "Oh, we're so excited for Arugas is coming to Attleboro and this and that, this and that." And he says, it's just one more step that the city is going to be another great place. And location, he says. And he has said to me a couple of times in the past, including a couple of weeks ago when I last saw him, he was sitting here. And he said, great location. They have picked out probably one of the best locations in the entire city. Constantly will be going back and forth with cars. And sometimes, if you're going across the street at the Stop and Shop.
Right.
I mean, that's a really important thing that you had mentioned earlier, location.
Yeah, it is all about location. And we're excited. We've been in contact with the mayor's office as well. And we're excited to build a relationship there and have invited him out to some of our pre-opening events and opening day. It is all about location, right?
Yeah.
Reality is that we are running a business, right? And we want to be in a location that serves the community and serves a business so we can continue to expand and grow and provide more opportunities for other communities and other people.
You're a recent member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
Are there any things down the line in the near future which you may do some meet and greets, with like some chamber, not just the ribbon cutting, but some office hours as well, after hours?
Yeah, we love to do those events, and we'll be in touch with the chamber to host meet and greets, right, and business after hours, typical events that they have. We also have a program called Funds for Friends, and once we get rolling in the Attleboro location here, we'll be able to have nonprofit groups come in, and they invite people to come in on a dedicated night. We'll give them a percentage of the proceeds and let them set up a table up front and maybe run a raffle or sell some of their own products, whatever. Allow them to make money and have fun, and we support them.
Yeah, and I think also with the holidays right around the corner, after you guys get opened and a lot of people are going to be knowing about this restaurant, I can just imagine people going to do private parties? Is there places for private parties in there, or can they just go to one section of the restaurant?
Our restaurants are designed to be able to host large groups easily. So we'll have lots of parties of 8, 10, 20 people come in after work, after the office. You mentioned birthday parties.
Yeah.
Earlier, we try to have balloons in the environment if there's kids around. So have a fun atmosphere where people can celebrate and get the groups around you, the tables around you, celebrating with you and enjoying the experience. We don't have any private rooms, but we'll section off areas of the restaurant. We're designed to be able to do that.
Social media is huge these days. You're on all those sites. With the holidays right around the corner, after you get established, you know, people are going to still, hey, this is a great little place. Yeah. You know, this is great. You're probably going to see a lot of these Christmas parties, some, you know, even after dinner or something, or after work. And right up the road, you've got the Showcase Cinemas. People want to come before or after.
Before.
I mean, as you said, location is important. You've got all the other chains up the street, but you don't have that type of sports pub in that area or sports bar in that area that is that close to the theaters as well.
Yeah.
And I think, as you said, it's another nice place to be.
Yeah, yeah. And the craft beers and the craft cocktails.
Yeah.
You're going to see unique cocktails available. You're going to see specialized craft beers, local beers, and great food. Great food. Try our meatballs that we have right now. The signature items we have, like the Arugas pretzel, get the buffalo chicken pretzel, right? It's going to be great food, a lot of fun on your night out for a date or with friends after work, family.
You know, I mean, what I'm hearing, first of all, I can hear the passion in your voice with this whole operation. Right now, all the other restaurants are doing quite well. I know Warwick recently opened not that long ago, and they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. Businesses are doing great, right? You mentioned social media.
Yeah.
We have a great person on our team who's actually one of our team members, but she's also has a degree in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's part-time our social media person, part-time a server over in Warwick. You can go say hi to Liz, and she'll be mad at me for saying that. But, absolutely. We're a part of all that.
You know, when we started thinking about having you on the air with us, when Jack and yourself thought, this is a great idea. I know that you also have another of other people that work with you. You know, you had a team of other people. Why don't we give a shout out to some of the other people? Because on your email, you sent three or four CCs to me as well.
Yeah, we have an amazing team. Rich Caddy is the general manager. He's your local general manager over at the location in Attleboro. Phenomenal guy, great team builder. He's going to have a fabulous time with his team over there. We've actually brought in a couple managers over from the Warwick location, Sean and Brendan. Rich Caddy introduced us to a gentleman by the name of Justin, who's the kitchen manager over in Attleboro. So they're building a great team over there. The multi-unit manager, his name's Alfredo. He's been over in Attleboro endless amount of time the last several weeks. And the team's up from Pennsylvania. Arugas Corporate has sent up a team to get everyone trained up. And they have a whole family and group of experts up here getting us ready.
People are going to be walking into that restaurant after the ribbon cutting, which is at 11 o'clock next Tuesday. I can see a lot of great people, a lot of very hungry people are going to come in there. After it settles down a little bit for a couple of days, the week down the line, you're going to basically kind of look back and say, wow, you know, we really did a heck of a job here.
Yeah.
You go basically to, you kind of travel kind of to all of the locations, right?
Yeah. And that's what I love to do. Is work with all the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about people. You know, we have a great marketing team. We have a great human resource team, finance team, all supporting all of our restaurants and having the opportunity and the pleasure to go visit multiple teams in multiple states. Nothing better. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know, with the location now here in Attleboro, I think it, as you said, is going to be phenomenal. People can still go to all of the other places that Arugas also has. As I said, Arugas is, I think, what I've said numerous times, is probably going to be the place to be in this area, with a very great location down in South Attleboro. What can they expect, as I said, as the first day, you said, you just kind of repeat once again, next Tuesday when people start coming in there?
Yeah, absolutely. Come early and line up. Be one of the first 100 to get those free wings for a year. We'll be there with our prize wheel, with the marketing team, having fun, handing out prizes, making a lot of noise. I'm sure we'll grab some coffee for everyone as they're waiting, and just have a lot of fun. The council and the chamber and the mayor's office all going to come over and do a great ribbon cutting, and we're excited to have them all there and just enjoy and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is what you want to get the crowd coming in that's what you want to do. You want to get the people coming in, and I think you're in a good place, a great atmosphere, and you want to keep that fun. That's exactly what it is. What is one of their signature names that you say? Like you say, is it what was it? Drink something? I forget what it was.
Get sauced.
Yeah, you can do that as well. But it's basically it's going to be a good time. We got about a minute left on the program. Once again, tell people whereabouts you guys located and how you can get involved, you know, if you do want to be there for a job down the line.
Yeah. Well, we're located on Route 1 or South Washington Street in the Mayfair Plaza, across from the Stop and Shop. Best way to stop by for a job, I'd say give us a couple weeks to get opened up. Right now we're focused on the team that's in there already and the great people, but stop by the restaurant in the next couple weeks after we open, after the 1st of November, see how we're doing with staffing. If you're looking for opportunities, maybe Smash Burger might have an opportunity, or maybe we have an opportunity. We're opening a couple locations in Johnston, not too far away, soon, and they're going to be recruiting people as well. Yeah, stop by, say hi, and we'll see if we can connect you to a future.
Sounds good. Mike Spurdioni, thanks so much, and good luck with the ribbon cutting. And I'm sure you'll start to see a lot of our listeners, including yours truly, on an ongoing basis.
We're excited to be there, and thanks.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. All right, Paul's coming your way in just a couple of moments. You're listening to 1320. We'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, starting at... Where else but at 6 a.m.?
You're listening to WARA 1320 AM, Attleboro.